chère, elle m'a coûté très cher. Cette vache de ma mère, elle m'a coûté très cher. Elle souriait en montant les verres. Un cauchemar sans fin, un cauchemar sans fin. J'ai tout fait, oui, j'ai tout fait. Cette vache de ma mère, elle m'a coûté très cher. Cette vache de ma mère, elle m'a coûté très cher.
Currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name's Tommy.
And I'm Henry.
And this is Dark Side of the Tune. You gotta come
closer. I am closer. I just realized that.
Now you're peeking it.
Now I'm peeking it.
Okay,
sorry, this episode today is actually going to be the first very serious episode we've had in a while.
Well, okay, the CFRC Awards just happened, and I didn't win anything.
And we're coming for you, freaking, what is it? Beat
farter.
Butthole.
No, I actually really like Beat Banjo,
I don't.
Though.
I only listen to my radio program. I don't even listen to this.
Wow.
But anyway, we're not going to... So from now on, when we record Dark Side of the Tune, we are not going to drink any water.
We're not
going to
smoke any weed.
Oh, are we allowed to talk about smoking weed on this?
Why not?
Okay, so yeah, just FYI, the past like 4 months, we've been high on air, dude. That's crazy. I hope you guys...
Hey,
just...
I'm high on air every day.
Oh, well, also Tommy's a bit drunk right now. But anyways, fully sober, fully serious episode of Dark Side of the Tune ever, actually.
Yeah.
Before I joined, you know, and kind of brought the fun to the show, Tommy was doing ketamine every single time. Well, that's why the show sucks. Out of it.
I'm just thinking, like, before you started joining, it was just so bleak having to just sit here alone.
Hi guys, it's me, Tommy. You just listened to one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, basically.
It was.
I don't know how people do programs on. I don't know how Sam does it. I'd kill myself.
Well, Sam.
I could never go back to it.
Also, Sam has a much more. Sam's like content is a lot more fun than all your stupid freaking electronic stuff. On Sam's show, you just get a walkout. By the way, you should listen to Punk is Dead.
Which also did not win any awards.
Okay, also, Tommy, so you should go on the CFRC website.
Okay.
It's
back.
It's back? What happened?
I checked.
What happened?
No. Okay, so last week, this didn't air. There was no Dark Side of the Tune episode.
Well, there was, but it just didn't air.
Well,
it was actually
was
a really good. It was a really good episode,
I didn't even like it, so it doesn't even matter.
Hey, we're being serious, please.
And it was because there was the Commerce versus Engineering hockey game. And so that bumped me off. And they changed it in the scheduling online. So my show still existed. It just didn't have a time slot anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Sucks to suck, Tommy.
Yep.
But what did we listen to?
Brightside the Pooh still played. First up, we start with Selvage de ma mère. What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. Which means my the cow of my mother.
Ooh. That's kind of a that's an interesting. I didn't hear that one. I don't think. I think you had recorded that one. What was what's the reasoning behind that song? That's kind of a. I wouldn't want to call my mom a cow. No, not gonna lie.
It's okay, she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your mom.
No, say it.
No, I'm not gonna say it. I mean, your mom listens to this show. So you better be careful.
My mom listens to the show.
Oh, I thought you said your mom listened to the
show.
Well,
when I tell her to.
Okay, well, don't tell her to. But your mom's a fucking cow, man. With those.
Even when I tell. Even when I tell her to, she doesn't.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Also, she just hurt her head. She has like a pseudo concussion. So
oh, she can't listen to.
She you probably should be listening.
If
to
you
this.
If you have a concussion, you can't listen to the radio. The radio waves will mess up your brain.
I think you shouldn't listen to the radio. Period. This is gonna mess
well,
up.
Well, you
brain.
Really just shouldn't listen to us.
Yeah. Anyways, the first song. I'm looking at my phone like I have it written down. First up today. Which I wouldn't even say that there's a theme. I'm just kind of doing whatever.
As
first
usual.
Up today, here is Rain in the South by Artfact.
I'm gonna go there. my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
That was No Joy with Ageless, and before that was Rain in the South by Art Fact.
Art Fart. Anyways, right. I like those songs, you know.
You didn't hear it.
Very
liar. Sorry. Okay, I just made Henry cry. Oh, he's covering his eyes. It gets kind of tense on air.
Tommy, you can go back to how it was before.
No!
I came here, and you can just do these by yourself.
I don't like it. It felt like a chore. I mean, it still feels like a chore.
Yep, yeah, it really feels like a chore right now for me, at least. I don't know about you, but I can just be quiet. So yeah,
Do you want the cigarette or not?
We can't even light it unless we start a fire in the CFRC microwave and light it in here and then run outside and smoke it outside.
I think. Well, let's think about this. We need no. Okay, what we could do?
No.
We could light something on the. Light like a piece of paper towel. What are you looking at?
I'm just thinking. I zoned out to think.
Okay.
Also, you might want to talk into the microphone a bit more, Tommy.
Sorry. Well, look at how loud it is. Okay.
That's me.
We could light a piece of Kleenex on fire in the microwave, then use that fire to light like a sliver of wood. Like, I'm sure there's like a sliver of wood somewhere in here. And then we take the sliver of wood outside. It's like not a pitchfork. It's like a torch.
Yeah, it's like a pitchfork, yeah.
it's like a torch. And then you can light the cigarette with the sliver of wood.
Okay, I think this is a good plan.
I think it's going
to
work.
You did something to your hair and you look kind of like bonkers. Like your hair's sticking out like that.
It just does that sometimes.
Yeah, it's all that product.
It's my, what's the guy's name from Back to the Future?
Not Doc Watson,
It's not Doc Martens.
It's not Marty. That's the...
No, that's the main guy.
Rick? Yeah, it's Rick.
Doc Brown?
I know, you're Rick.
From Actually, Rick and Morty?
Yeah, I've got Rick and Morty here right now. Oh, my God.
Okay. Oh,
well, it's Rick and Morty.
You're Morty.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Coming up next, here is Pale Shelter by Tears for Fears.
Tommy's stupid. We'll be right back.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and it leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know what you would find. Wish I knew what
Before I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought all the people that I knew who didn't drink were self-righteous people, holier than thou. So it never occurred to me that Alcoholics Anonymous was filled with people who had drank like I did, and now were the same people that I used to drink with. The same people that I liked, only now they weren't drinking. They were people just like me who had been drinking for a long time and found out that it didn't work for them anymore.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
You just listened to Under the Milky Way by The Church, and before that was Pale Shelter by Tears for Fears.
I have no opinion on this because I didn't listen to them.
I have no opinion on
this. Me and Tommy hate each other because Tommy's mean to me.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we're better than beat banter. I'm a better fag than that guy is, and she's
I'm a better girl.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yep, the girl and the fag.
Freaking beat my banter. Freaking on your freaking.
I like beat banter. I like their promo. It is better than mine and yours.
Well, I don't think that nobody's even heard mine.
That's true. I don't think anyone at the station has ever listened to yours.
That's okay.
I like yours.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't need anybody else's approval about anything.
I don't care about anything.
I'm
Henry Walker.
I don't.
I'm so unaffected.
Yeah, I am.
It rolls off my back like water off a duck.
Exactly. Not like one of those stupid freaking lizards that drinks like all the that drinks their own tears or would freaking ever. Oh my god, that's awesome.
Have you ever drank your own tears though? They taste good as hell.
Well, yeah, they taste like salt. What do you freaking think they taste like?
Do tears have electrolytes in them?
Maybe.
They probably do. I actually can't cry anymore. I cried the other day for like the first time in like 4 months. But I'm so medicated.
Jesus!
Henry just likes
Don't tell
No,
anybody.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying Henry likes to scroll on Instagram and start making fun of people.
I'm just saying. I mean, if that's...
Well, yes.
Also, have you ever heard of this band before?
What does that say?
Heartbreak Scene. My dad gave me this shirt.
Sounds corny as hell.
My dad gave me this
shirt. I thought you said you only had one band shirt and it was an XTC one.
Well, now I have three.
Oh, what's the other two?
Well, one is Heartbreak Scene.
What band is that?
I don't know.
It's nothing.
Probably. And the other one is The Specials. But it's too big for me.
A message to you, Rudy.
And I only sleep in that one.
Underneath your little blue,
the
your
one shirt,
blue, your little blue bathrobe. Oh, Henry, I have a little blue bathrobe.
Well, it's actually green. It's green.
Oh,
and
I'm
blue.
Sorry, I saw it in
the one
darkness.
Shirt I wish my dad had given to me when he got fat from his time as a young adult is his,
as happens to us all.
Is his shirt that just says "spaz" on it?
Wow, that's considered a slur nowadays. In the psychological community.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're allowed to say it.
No, yeah.
You know, he met my mom in that shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your poor mother.
My mother. I know, it's awesome. He was wearing that shirt. And they were at a party that just ran out of all their alcohol. But see, he still had a bottle of vodka stashed. So
where,
then
up his butthole?
Probably. But then
under
then,
his belly fat.
So then they went to go sit on a roof. And then they sat on a roof drinking vodka and eating Hickory Sticks.
Oh, yes. How could I forget this story?
And this was during the Great Blackout of 2003.
That's disgusting.
And then I was born.
Your parents met in 2003, and you were born in 2005.
And then they got married later that year. I was a bastard. Once a bastard, always a bastard. So says Peter Griffin.
My parents met, I want to say, in 97.
Yeah, well, my parents...
They got married in 2002.
How old were they?
My dad was like...
Let me guess, like, much
mid-30s?
Older.
Mid-30s?
Yeah. Because he's a gross man.
He is...
Sorry, Tommy's dad.
He is... What is it? He's 8 years older than my mom.
Yikes! What? I think that kind of stuff is degenerate.
He's 12 years older than my stepmother, and they're currently married.
I honestly think that it's, like, extensive. If there's a larger,
I think you should be shot and put to death.
I think if there's an age difference bigger than, like, 5 years, it just becomes basically pedophilia.
Guess what the age difference is between Trent Reznor and his wife, and he's 60.
17.
15.
Yeah, it was close.
But she's a beautiful Filipino woman, so.
Yeah, well, again, that's just some weird possessive, masculine, heteronormative shit mixed with a bunch of capitalist bullshit.
Nice buzzwords.
Hey, we're on the radio. Words
yeah,
are all that
no,
matters.
No, they got married in 2002. It was after 9/11. 2002, and then I was born in 2006.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. 2006. Yikes.
Okay, shut up.
Hey, I just have a better number.
No, I like 2006.
Well, I can... Mine is 5 years. Like...
It's just so easy 15, to, like, do some math.
20.
Okay, how old will you be this year, then? 21.
Oh, nice. Was that zesty?
It's 9 plus... yeah. Anyways. Wow, this talking segment has gone on too long. Coming up next... I don't even remember. Oh, yes. Coming up next, here is Heaven Sent by Esthero.
Couldn't wait to get your clothes on.
That was Play Dead by Bjork.
Oh my God, Bjork. I love Bjork.
You know what I don't like?
There's Bjork?
I love Bjork, but there's a trend of like, and I say this not to actually call them fruity, but in that that's what they would call themselves, because I actually don't even like the term fruity.
But
there's a trend of, well, of course you do. There's a trend of like straight guys who call themselves fruity and they love Bjork, but they
metrosexuals.
Yes, but it's different. I respect a metrosexual.
Oh fuck you! Oh fuck you so bad.
What?
What do you mean you respect metrosexuals?
No.
Death to metrosexuals. Death. I declare holy war against metrosexuals. I'm releasing.
You're just angry because people think that you're a metrosexual.
No, they don't. Nobody said I've ever thought I was.
Yeah,
a metrosexual.
No, they don't.
No, honestly, I
think my mom thinks that you're a metrosexual.
I don't waste enough time with my skincare routine to be a metrosexual, and I don't.
I don't ascribe to enough.
I
don't have a skincare routine.
You're just that ugly normally. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and I can't call you ugly. Tommy's being mean. Tommy's calling me ugly.
No, but anyways, I was gonna say, I am demanding a fatwa against metrosexuals.
See, modern metrosexuals, I understand, like, I don't want anything to do with them, but if you were, like, a metrosexual in, like, the 90s?
Well, sure, but that's because everything was better in the 90s.
Well, yeah, but it's, like, metrosexuals in the 90s, like, being gay wasn't a trend unless you were right around the right people.
Yeah.
Like, no. If you were a metrosexual, you were actually metrosexual.
Well,
nowadays,
men just
call themselves fruity because they think it's going to get them more women. Because every girl is like, oh my God, I want a bisexual boyfriend.
But that's because everything, like, there's no culture is dead. Everything's dead.
Everything's been run into the ground.
Exactly. There's no point. Sure, back in the 90s, it was actually, you know, I am a man. I am legitimately not attracted to other men. Or I'm only attracted to women purely in a sexual sense, and men
like maybe a bi curious,
but not. Yeah. I'm not gay, but yeah. I actually have an actual interest in gay culture, as opposed to.
Or even I feel like it doesn't even have to be an interest in gay culture. I feel like it can just be having a personality.
Well, an interest, yeah, personality, an actual interest in things.
Yeah,
again,
yeah.
People, everybody nowadays.
No one has a personality.
Oh, we're actually getting really serious right now. I feel like I'm freaking Joe Rogan or some bullshit. Fucking Alex Jones.
I just took a bunch of DMT. Everyone do DMT.
We are becoming gay Alex Jones. Alex
Jones. The water is turning the CFRC host gay. Anyways.
Yeah, we won't be censored. We are the dark woke program.
Yeah, we are the most dark woke program.
You better watch out.
Well, this is like
2 hours back to back dark woke here on CFRC.
Well, I think this is a divisive issue. I mean, I hate the common man, period. Like, there's just something like there's always been something wrong with men, but I feel like it's accentuated even more nowadays. But it makes me even like, if you're gonna be a bad guy, just be a man about it. You don't have to go around calling yourself free. Oh my God, I love Bjork.
But that's because when you're performative about it, you get away with it.
Oh, exactly. And you don't know that you're bad.
I'm going to rape you because I'm Joe Rapist. It's like, no, you can't. But if you're just like, oh, hey, girls, like, what's going on?
And
like,
well, that's you. Well,
don't say that.
I'm sorry, I forgot you would never have sex with a woman.
Well, no, I would never rape anybody. What I'm saying is there's the people nowadays that they act that way, and then they just go and roofie you and then rape you.
Well, exactly. That's why there's so much sexual assault in, like,
on Queen's campus.
People
should be aware of this.
Alternative scenes and whatnot.
Never trust a man. Women, you should kill men. Like, honestly, as a man, you should be killing more men. You should not. I say all women, stop sleeping with men.
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Sex strike.
4B moment. Movement. 4B movement. And what they're doing in South Korea. Like, that's actually making a change. And the birth rate's going down.
Mm.
I want to see Canada die out.
I want to see everybody die out.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for...
just do whatever you want.
Yeah,
well,
honestly.
Except for me, of course.
That goes without saying. I mean, like, I'd be stupid if I wanted to die.
No, this is true. Anyways, I don't even know where we were. We just listened to Bjork.
Well, then we talked about killing all men.
Well, such as, what are you doing?
I was just zipping my pants. But my leg zipper, you see?
Oh, I thought you were undoing your fly.
Kill well, all I am, men. I am a man. A man, sorry.
Coming up next, I don't even know what to say.
Sorry, I'm going to stop zipping up my knees. It's not even, it doesn't even, my pants don't even turn into shorts. They just have knee zippers.
That's worse than the, that's the most metrosexual thing that I have ever seen in my life.
I think it's for like knee pads.
Oh my god. Like yeah, just in case like I wanted to hop on my rollerblades and just rollerblade through Kingston. I have rollerblades.
Can I be a metrosexual and still have sex with men?
No. You can't have sex with men, period.
Well, I am on my period, so I would rather not.
Hey, I'm not on mine anymore, actually. Yeah, yeah, thanks. Shout out birth control. Well, we're getting into all of the dark woke. Anyways.
This is how we win next year. Yeah. We deal with the real issues.
Yeah, the program kicked off the air award. Coming up next, here's some real music. Here is Touch by July Talk.
Gets to get this close. You told me to fit right in where I was needed most. We had to wait, anticipate, and come of age.
We had to keep each other in a cage.
On a stage. Don't wanna give myself away too much. Touch.
Hi, y'all. You are still listening to Dark Side of the Tune. I'm Henry.
And I'm Tommy. That's Tommy. And stay tuned for the next hour of, what's that next episode, Afrobeat?
It's going to be Bright Side of the Poo.
What's the theme?
I mean, we only have so much time.
We have to do this fast.
Okay.
You just listened to the first song that you listened to there was...
Division.
No, it was Touch by July Talk, the first one.
Touch me, say that you.
And then, stop, you're distracting me. And then the one that you just listened to was Division by Aura Kogan, which is new and Canadian. And to end off our episode today, here is Serpent Skirt by Cocteau Twins. And make sure you tune in to Bright Side of the Poo, which is on the next hour. Once again, here is Serpent Skirt by Cocteau Twins.